A bright light appeared on the ceiling above her. Horrific images of mutilated bodies flashed before her in gory detail. "This is what vampires do," Ellis murmured, lying back and resting his head on the pillow next to hers. "They take, they maim, and they kill without remorse." Laura shrank as far from him as her bonds would allow. "You don't know what you're talking about." "Don't I?" He stopped the automatic slideshow, freezing the frame on an image of a young brunette woman, naked on her side in a pool of blood, her throat ripped open to reveal the bone of her neck. "That's Teresa, my wife. She was raped and slaughtered by one of those things." Tears filled Laura's eyes as she stared at the horror before her. Ellis pressed a button on the remote he held, and the image moved to a child broken nearly in half.
"Stop it!"
Laura cried, squeezing her eyes shut. The seeker grabbed her by the chin, forcing her to look up at him. "How many times do you think they begged for them to stop? For it all to end?" He jerked his chin toward the ceiling. "Do you think they received any mercy?" Laura blinked up at the steady flow of images, each one worse than the last. "Angel and Amber would never do something like that," she choked out, unable to look away from the carnage. "They are demons, Miss Donovan. You don't know what they are capable of. Just because they haven't killed you yet doesn't mean they won't. And if not you, someone else."
"No, they wouldn't do that."
Laura thought of the way Sean used her and tossed her aside.
"Ember is good. She isn't capable of hurting anyone."
"What of Angelo? How much do you really know about him?" Laura paused. The truth was, she didn't know anything about Angel other than what Ember had revealed.
"I know everything about him," she lied.
Ellis laughed. "You speak with a forked tongue, Miss Donovan. We'll see how long that lasts." Rising from the bed, Ellis pressed another button on the remote, filling the room with tormented sounds of begging and tortured screams. He turned and moved toward the door. Laura fought against her bonds, horrified by the endless wailing ricocheting off the wall surrounding her. The heinous images continued to flash overhead, leaving Laura nauseous and weak. No matter how tightly she closed her eyes, the torturous pictures danced behind her lids in vivid detail.
"Please stop,"
she cried, unable to block out the sickening sound surrounding her. But no answer came.